Good morning, Karen. It's Tim Carter. Thanks for calling WGRR.
Thanks. Yeah, good morning.
Good morning to you.
I have a question about my dining room. We have painted it a couple of times. The first time we tried to paint over just the paint that was there, the paint bubbled and it peeled and cracked after it was dry. So we didn't know what was going on. So we scraped it all off. Someone said to put Kilzit on the walls. So we did that. We put, I think, 3 coats of Kilzit, at least 2, maybe 3, and let them dry between. Then we painted over that. And as we were painting, little bubbles would appear in the paint, and then they'd kind of settle back down. But then the paint cracks and peels when it's dry.
What's the type of paint that you're painting with? I mean, what?
Well, we right now we have flat paint on the walls, and I don't remember the.
You don't remember the brand?
No,
or anything?
I don't. No, I don't. I mean, it's decent paint. It wasn't probably top of the line, but not the cheapest either.
Yeah, you're having there's a chemical reaction that's happening with these walls. It can be traced to old. You don't think? Is there any chance you think that this room was wallpapered?
I don't think so. I mean, boy, if it is, there's a million coats of paint over it. I mean,
yeah.
It's possible. The house was built around maybe 1950s, early 50s.
And before you painted that first time, did you wash down those walls with soap and water and rinse them?
No, we did not.
Yeah, that's a big mistake that a lot of people make. If you... it's really kind of funny. Actually, it's not funny. It's a... and I'm laughing now. People will take a can of paint, excuse me, and they will just crack the lid open and pour it into the paint can or the paint pan and start to paint the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And they've never read the label.
Mm-hmm.
I know. And if you look at I'm telling you right now, if we just go to a paint store and we randomly take any can of paint off the shelf, I don't care, it's just like grab one,
mm-hmm.
I can just about assure you that in the instructions on the label, it'll say... This one sentence, I may be off just a little bit. It'll say apply to a clean, dry surface. You know,
right.
that's free of oil, blah blah blah.
Right,
they list these things,
oil,
you know?
Grease, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, you know what? I don't care what anybody says. To get things clean, to me, you got to wash it with soap and water. Now that's a job. You're thinking, gosh, I got to wash these walls with soap and water, and you hardly ever see anybody do it. Well, that it can lead to problems. Something was on that wall that reacted with that paint, and I mean. Not only to cause it to bubble, which would mean to me that there was something on the wall that reacted with the chemicals in the... I'll give you an example. If you paint... A lot of latex paints have ammonia in them. That's one of the ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
And if you take latex paint and you put it on top of oxidized aluminum, you know, which is just like a piece of aluminum, you know, that, just been out in the air for a while.
Uh-huh.
Within a few minutes, you actually see bubbles appear in the paint.
Hmm.
And you're thinking, what's up with that? You know, like, how could that happen? Well, what happens is the ammonia in the latex paint actually reacts with the oxidized aluminum and creates a gas. I mean, it just creates a gas bubble, just like you have gas in your stomach.
Yeah.
So there was something on this wall that reacted with one of those chemicals to cause that to happen. Now, here's what I might do at this point.
Okay.
I want you just to do an experiment.
Okay.
I want you to clean a part of the wall where it's been bubbling, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
And I want you to, hopefully there's no bubbles there, scrape them, fill them, whatever you got to do to get the wall smooth.
Mm-hmm.
But then I want you to wash it with soap and water.
Okay.
And rinse it and, you know, with clear water and dry it.
Right.
Then I want you to get a small can, even like a 1-pint can if you can do it. You may have to go to a hardware store for this, not a home center.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to get a can of white shellac. And if it's clear shellac, that's fine as well, too.
Okay.
I mean, actual old-fashioned shellac.
Okay.
And put that on the wall, on a spot of the wall that's maybe 3 foot by 3 foot.
Okay.
And then... follow the instructions. Let it dry. It'll say that it typically dries in 12 hours or 24 hours. I don't care what it is. Let it dry.
Mm-hmm.
Then the next day, I want you to take the regular wall paint you've been using and paint just that area that was shellacked.
Okay.
And then see what happens.
Okay.
And I'm hoping that the shellac is going to completely block, act like that's what that kills was supposed to do.
Yeah.
But it must not have done it for some reason. But this shellac will now become a barrier between whatever's on that wall and the new paint.
Okay.
And this is what all the fire restoration companies use to paint surfaces, you know, so to block that smoke smell is,
wow.
is shellac. And it's very, very good. It's a great product. It's
okay.
It's an old-fashioned product, but shellac is a really good product.
Now, can I put, I want to, when I paint this next time, I want to put an eggshell or a satin paint, not flat, on my walls.
It won't make a difference.
So I'll be fine to do that.
That's correct.
Okay,
and,
great.
And, but I just want you to do this 3-foot by 3-foot area.
Let's see if it works.
And let's see what happens. And I'd love to hear back from you if it
okay.
works. I'd love
great.
To.
Great.
And just give me a call back next week and say, hey, it worked, Tim.
Okay, great. Thanks for your help.
Well, that's my job.
All right.
Thanks
bye-bye.
Very much. Okay, bye-bye.
Uh-huh.